Welcome once again to another edition of Geek Culture Congress, the GCC, here with my friend Tarek Lewis. Tarek, what's going on?
I'm doing okay, man. Yeah. I was trying to remember right now who came up with that name. I'm not positive.
That was you, man.
That was me, wasn't it?
You have lock, stock, and barrel on that copyright. There.
I'm pretty good at things.
Yes, you are. Speaking about you good at things, you're also good at reviewing movies. So we sent you to go check out The Invisible Man.
Yes, we did.
So give everyone the skivvy. How you feel about The Invisible Man and whether it's worth our time this weekend. Comes out this weekend, right?
I believe so. Yes, it does. I get the feeling that there will be an invisible audience for this one.
Oh, man.
But for the people who miss it, you'll be missing out.
Oh, okay.
You'll be missing out.
Okay.
Now, we got to also, I know it's not related, but kind of related. We saw the Candyman trailer drop today.
Oh, really? Was it in there? They just went straight to the movie?
No, okay.
I'm pretty sure it'll be attached.
Candyman trailer dropped today. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be on there.
Yeah.
That's a horror film.
Right.
Do not go into The Invisible Man looking for a horror film. It is not a horror film.
It's a thriller, though.
It's a very good thriller.
Okay. Very good.
It has a lot. So, it does have some areas where you jump.
Slash. No hack and slash.
There is some gore.
Okay. All right.
There is some gore, but if you are looking for, like, I need a good horror movie, mm-hmm. I would not say this is the really good horror film.
Okay.
This is a thriller.
All right.
Now, knowing that in hindsight, mm-hmm. I appreciate the movie a lot more than I did as I was watching, expecting a sci-fi horror flick.
Okay.
Now, there's sci-fi in it because this guy's invisible.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. No one can do that except for, like, someone who ghosts you.
Yeah. Or an X-Men somewhere. Or something like that. Yeah.
But
it's definitely not Katie Pryde in this movie.
Yeah. So if you're watching it, if I'm watching it as it knowing it's a thriller, my biggest issue with it was there was large moments without a lot of action.
Okay. So it was a snooze fest?
No, it's not a snooze fest. It's not a snooze fest. It's like, okay, we're about to get something. We're about to get something. Nothing. It's just another clue. We're about to get something. We're about to get something. Nothing. Another clue. But I will say that the last 30 to 45 minutes are excellent.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's a lot of twists and turns in the story
that
I did not expect. Some things I saw coming, some things I didn't see coming. One of the standout things is Elizabeth Moss, who's playing the main character, Cecilia.
Right. She's a great actress.
Excellent.
Yeah.
She's excellent. The cast overall is excellent in the film. The person who plays her sister, I pull it up. And be professional here.
Yeah, be professional.
Yeah.
Do a little Google search.
Harriet Dyer plays her sister. She does a great job. Aldis Hodge, Black History Month. He does a great job.
Excellent.
So the performances are really, really good. The special effects are excellent. Top-notch special effects. Overall, I give it a B. Maybe a B+. Yeah, I think it's a worthwhile watch if you're not looking for an action-packed horror film.
Right.
If you're in for a thriller, it's more of along the lines of something like Gone Girl or...
Gone Girl was a thriller?
No, yeah.
Was it?
Wasn't it?
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
It didn't look like it was.
Yeah, Gone Girl was like a suspense thriller. Right. Yeah, it was more along the lines of that than a straight-up action flick.
Okay.
But the science fiction aspects of it are very good. And the performances are good, so I think it's a worthwhile watch.
Okay. All right, fair enough. So check out The Invisible Man this weekend, I believe, comes out Friday.
Yes.
And we'll bring more reviews as they allow us to see.
Of course,
and I'll send Tarek or myself or Joey. And don't forget to check out the live show every Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, unless we are not here.
Yeah, right. And I will also be there at 6:05 as normal. I will always be late.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Until next time, guys.
Peace.
Geek Culture Congress signing off. Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.